朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
下面让我们一起同声来攻读主的话语。
Now let us read the Lord's words.
还是要请弟兄姊妹，我们一同来在主的面前来肃立。
As I will stand.
我们先读中文，然后再读英文。
We'll first read it in Chinese and then in English.
约书亚记二十三章一到六节，耶和华使以色列人安静，不与四围的一切仇敌征战，已经多日。约书亚年纪老迈，就把以色列众人的长老、族长、审判官并官长都召了来，对他们说：我年纪已经老迈，耶和华你们的神因你们的缘故向那些国所行的一切事，你们亲眼看见了。因那为你们征战的是耶和华你们的神。我所剪除和所剩下的各国，从约旦河起到日落之处的大海，我已经研究分给你们各支派为业。耶和华你们的神并将他们从你们面前赶出去，使他们离开你们，你们就必得他们的地为业，正如耶和华你们的神所应许的。所以你们要大大壮胆，谨守遵行写在摩西律法书上的一切话，不可偏离左右。Now, Joshua chapter 23 verse 1 through 6. Now it came to pass, a long time after the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies round about,that Joshua was old, advanced in age, and Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and said to them, I am old, advanced in age. You have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he who has fought for you. See, I have divided to you by lot these nations that remain.To be an inheritance for your tribes, for the Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, as far as the great sea westward. And the Lord your God will expel them from before you and drive them out of your sight. So you shall possess their land, and the Lord your God promised you. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses.Lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
愿神祝福攻读他话语的每个人。
May the Lord bless all who read God's word.
But as for me and my house,
至于我和我家，
我们在去年有一起来思想约书亚记这样一个系列。
So last year we began our ponderance on the book of Joshua.
那么我们呢，到年前还有最关键的一个啊 grand finale 还没有来一同思想。
And so we have yet to enter this one grand finale, and to ponder upon it.
我们大家都很熟悉的这样一句话。
So we are familiar with this saying.
啊，今天我们就来一起思想这一句，至于我和我家。
So today we are to ponder over what it says that me and my household.
我曾经和弟兄姊妹分享。
I've shared with brothers and sisters.
在其他的文化的这个基督徒家中，我不太了解。
In other cultures or in some of the households of our brothers and sisters, I may not know this for sure.
但是在华人的这个基督徒的家庭当中。
But within, the Chinese Christian family,
我们知道家里面都常常喜欢挂一些这个圣经的书法。
We know that we like to put up calligraphies, especially calligraphies that write out scripture.
你看我们马上要过春节了，对不对，弟兄姊妹们？
And so we're awaiting the coming of the Chinese New Year.
你看我们的这个整个讲台左右是不是很有这个过春节的文化的气息？
And you can see that on the pulpit from the left to the right, there's such a festivity about it.
这字写的好不好？
Do you think that the calligraphy was well done?
弟兄姊妹要大声说，因为写这个字的人就在我们中间。
You have to respond positively and loudly because the one who wrote this is among us.
确实很好。
Yeah, it is very good.
那么呢，基督徒家里面挂的这些圣经的这些条幅横幅啊，我总结用的经文有几句是比较受欢迎的。
And so there are a few, Bible verses that are particularly, used.
一个诗篇二十三篇，大家常常去挂。
Psalm 23.
啊，爱是恒久忍耐，哥林多前书十三篇的爱篇，大家常常去挂。
Or the passage on love, love is patient, love is kind, 1 Corinthians 13.
还有一句话也是常常挂的，这挂在这个壁炉上面，这个客厅正中央那里。
And there's another one that's oftentimes central in the house.
就是今天咱们讲到的题目，至于我和我家。
And it will be this particular verse, and that is, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
啊，有时候这个我跟大家说嘛，做牧师的常常要去做这个婚姻辅导哈，危机介入。
There are times, as you know, as a pastor, I have to do family councils during, let's say, marriage crisis.
夜里十一点、十二点打电话到你家，哇，牧师赶快来救火。
There are times where I receive a call at 11 p.m. at midnight to say.We got a fire, you need to come and help us out.
这家里已经开始动手了，已经都报警了。
There's some violence even, and we're heading for the police. Please come and help.
哦，赶快开着车就去啊。
And so to just hop into the car and drive over.
然后帮这个夫妻赶快做调解，做辅导。
And to try to mediate between the couples to counsel them.
有在有的家坐在客厅里面。
There are times we're sitting in the living room.
啊，夫妻两个人剑拔弩张的。
And you see that they're in such conflict and tensions.
眼里都冒着火呀。
There's fire in their eyes and not loving fire.
对，不是爱情的火，这样说呢，是这个怒火。
It's a fire of anger, not fire of romance.
然后扭头一看，那个壁炉上面，至于我和我家。
And I slightly turn my head and I see that on the wall says, "As for me and my household."
啊，但是这是极端的这个情形。
But, again, this is an extreme, scenario.
好的啊，我们来思想这一段，在约书亚记二十四章之前呢，我们从二十二节，我们一起有一点思想。
But we want to first look at verse 22.
那么我们知道，上次我们讲到的时候有稍微提到逃城。
Previously we made mention of, 逃城。
Cities of refuge.
Yeah, we've made mention of the city of refuge in our previous, sermons.
在以色列当中呢，一共设了六座的逃城。
So in the land of Israel, or in the nation of Israel, there are six of these, city of refuge.
约旦河西三座，约旦河东，特别的给他们这个 favor, 也有三座。
To the east and west of the, river Jordan, there are three, such cities.
啊，虽然河东只有两个半的支派。
Even though east of the river Jordan, there are only 2.5 tribes.
啊，看来他们是更需要这个逃城。
But it does look like they do need more of, they're more in need of the cities of refuge.
我们也晓得在今天这样一个充满了罪恶的时代。
And we do know that in this time when it is so filled with evil and wicked, and sin.
那我们作为神的儿女。
As children of God.
教会就是我们的逃城。
That the church is the city of refuge.
耶稣基督就是我们的逃城。
That Jesus Christ himself is our city of refuge.
好，那么设了逃城之后呢，约旦河东这两个半支派回约旦河东之前，他们的勇士们回去之前做了一件事。
So having established these, cities of refuge and before the warriors of each tribe returned back to their own allocated land, they did something.
做的这件事差点引起他们的内战。
This something almost led to a civil war among the Israelites.
河西和河东差点打起来。
That east and west of the river Jordan almost came together for a battle.
时间关系，今天经文比较多呢，我们不每一句都去读了。
So due to our time restraint, we'll not read every single verse.
我们知道这个流便支派、加德支派和马拿西半个支派，他们看约旦河东的平原比较好，所以他们说我们不进这个迦南地，就是约旦河西的这个应许美地。
So we know the two and a half tribes that stayed on the east, they saw that the plains were good, and so they decided to say we're going to stay here, we're not going to enter into the land of Canaan.
这还不是和约书亚、跟摩西就讲好了。
That this is not only said to Moses, not said to Joshua, but it was already said to Moses.
摩西答应他们这件事情。
And Moses has consented on this request.
不过呢，进迦南地这个征战，他们必须要派勇士跟着其他九个半支派一起去打。
But that the warriors from these two and a half tribes are to send, to be sent along with the other warriors to acquire the land of Canaan.
这两个支派做到了，真的派了他们的精兵强将一起进去征战。
And these two and a half tribes indeed had fulfilled their promise, and they sent their warriors in.
现在夺地之战告一个段落。
So this time of taking the land of Canaan has come to a close.
地也分了，逃城也设了。
There's been the land has been allocated, the cities of refuge has been set up.
摩西约书亚就在示罗这个地方把这两个半支派的勇士们召集了来。
And so Joshua gathered the warriors from these two and a half tribes at Shiloh.
就讲了我们这个投影上这段话。
And we see that it's, and he said these words as you now see projected on PowerPoint.
22章1到5节。
Chapter 22, verses 1 to 5.
现在你们可以回去约旦河东的地业。
Now you can return back to your allocated land on the east of Jordan.
但是要切切地谨守遵行神的律法。
But you have to, stay close to the law of the Lord.
爱神，侍奉他。
That you are to love the Lord and to serve Him.
那么呢，这些两个半支派这些人呢，他们在回这个约旦河东过约旦河之前，在河西岸边，他们筑了一座坛。
But before they went back to the allocated land on the east of Jordan, they established this altar on the western side.
把这个坛筑好了，在河西筑好了以后，过河回到河东他们的地上去。
After they built this altar, they went back.To the land that was east of Jordan.
其他九个半支派他们听见这件事情呢，非常的愤怒。
Upon knowing what has happened, the nine and a half tribes were incensed.
因为我们知道神说不能够随便到哪里去敬拜，要在会幕，那时候圣殿还没有建起来，会幕在示罗，要在会幕来敬拜。
Because they know that the instruction from the Lord is that they are not supposed to.Worship anywhere, but in a very allocated in the altar at tabernacle, in Shiloh.
所以这时候已经都开始招聚这个精兵要去打了。
And so they began to gather all the different warriors again from the nine and a half tribes to wage war against these two and a half tribes.
那么还好，先礼后兵。
But a wonderful thing happened is that they tried to first reason before an act of aggression.
就派人先去见这两个半支派的人。
So they sent representatives to meet representatives from those who are on the eastern side.
那么这两个半支派的人呢，就向这个代表团啊，以腓尼哈为代表团来解释。
And so as with Phinehas as the representative,they met with these representatives from the western side.
但是啊，我们的这个子女呢，我们自己还知道，但我们的子女在约旦河东长起来呢，慢慢的就跟这个约旦河西的人呢，这个距离就拉开了。
So they explain the fact that even though they, as this generation, they would know what is happening, their next generations, because of their distance from the western side, would begin to distance from the tribe as well as the history.And may no longer know what has happened before.
那约旦河西的这些以色列人呢，也慢慢的就不晓得不了解，原来我们都是这个以色列家族里面的。
And over time and space, those on the western side may also begin to forget that we are one family, even though we are divided on the east and west side of the River Jordan.
所以以后你们的子孙也不让我们的子孙再过河到河西来敬拜来献祭了。
So it might be possible that your next generations will prohibit our next generations from coming over to come and worship the Lord.
So 现在我们在河西筑这一座坛不是为了献祭。
So now the reason we are setting up this altar is not for us to offer up sacrifices.
不是为了去拜偶像或者违背神的律法。
It is not to have idol worship or to go up against the Lord's law.
只是做一个证据。
But that this is to be established as a proof.
说明我们还是属于这个以色列，这个大家庭的。
That we belong to this big family of the Israelites.
以后我们的子孙也还能够来到耶和华的面前来献祭，来侍奉。
And that our next generations are able to still come before the Lord to worship, to offer up sacrifices.
哇，这个解释真的是说到人心里很感动，令人感动。
And so with this explanation, in fact, it was a very moving explanation.
那么讲完以后啊，菲尼哈和所有其他的这些这个使节他们一听明白了，误会消除。
And so with this explanation, Phinehas as well as the rest of the representatives, they understood there was no longer any misunderstanding.
干戈化玉帛，还是一家人。
And so we'll see that, yes, they're still one family.
那么呢，从这一段当中，这我们现在还是在前言做一个铺垫，在这一段当中，但是我们却能够学到几个方面的功课，至少七个方面。
So within this context within this context, there are seven lessons that we can can glean.
河东这两个半支派，他们对神的这样一个敬畏、愿意去敬拜的心，无可置疑。
That there is no doubt that there is a heart of worship for these two and a half tribes who are now residing on the eastern bank.
但是我们常常要说一句话，有一说一，有二说二。
But we at the same time we have to let the yes be yes and no be no.
这两个半支派，流便支派、加德支派和马拿西半个支派的这些人，他们真的没有拣选那个最好。
That some at the same time these two and a half tribes they did not choose what was the best.
神的旨意，至少我们可以看到有两种弟兄姊妹们。
We can see that in God's will there are at least two types.
从圣经从头到尾，给我们不断的看到这个，一方面叫做 perfect will.
Within the Bible, we see that there is God's perfect will.
善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
That it is good, pleasing, and perfect.
还有一个呢，叫做 permissive will, 许可的旨意。
And we also see that there is the permissive will of God.
在神的纯全美好的旨意当中，是让所有以色列人都进入这个应许美地，对不对？
That within God's perfect will, it was for all of Israel to enter into the land of Canaan.
但是这两个支派呢，两个半支派，一方面他们是要敬拜神，但一方面又看到约旦河东这个平原挺好的。
So we see that for these two and a half tribes, on the one hand they want to worship the Lord, on the other hand their eyes were set on the plains on the eastern bank of Jordan.
那么现在呢，我们这个以色列民也多。
And we see that perhaps there's a big population for the Israelites.
约旦河西那边的挑战也很大。
There are lots of challenges on the western bank.
So they took matter into their own hands.
所以他们这样之间，他们就自以为是。
然后他们就说了，我们干脆，我们留一些人在河东，这不是挺好的吗？
In their own will, they began to think, well, isn't it better for us to stay on the eastern bank?
神许可他们。
This God permitted.
但并不是最好的。
Even though it is not perfect.
我不知道大家有没有听过这么一句话。
I do not know if you've heard of this saying.
The enemy of the good sometimes is not the bad, but the best. 我来翻译好了。脑筋急转弯啊，就是这个好的敌人啊，常常不是坏，而是最好。
The enemy of the good is not the bad, but the best.
真的有时候是这样，因为我们常常在两难之间做抉择，对吗？
Because we do face up to this reality, we oftentimes have to choose between two good options.
以前我学经济学，这叫做机会成本啊 ，opportunity cost.
And so, opportunity cost is what we've learned in knowledge from economics.
我们这边有学经济的弟兄姊妹。
So we do have brothers and sisters who are studying economics.
那你选了这个就不能选那个。
So if you choose this, you can't choose that.
有时候我们常常就选那个 second best.那个差不多的，那个 compromise 的。
Oftentimes we somehow land ourselves to what is second best. We compromise on what is the best.
或者就是掺杂了我们人的心意的。
or that there's a mixture of our own will in the whole choosing process.
后来历史也证明,
and with history,
这两个支派的人,他们的子孙后代大部分都流失在历史当中了。
We see that the next generations of these two and a half tribes, they were lost.
不是没有渡河过来，最后投奔真神，最后来到这个犹大国，甚至被掳，甚至归回的，有，但是很少。
There are very, very, very few who in the end did return back to the promised land, but they're very few.
第二点，他们这一代还不错。
So even though this first generation, they're residing on the eastern bank, they're pretty solid.
他们信靠真神，他们与他们兄弟是并肩的作战。
They believe in the true God. They fight alongside their brothers.
但是他们担心的没错，等到他们的后代、再后代、再后代的时候，慢慢的就忘了。
But their concern is also true that with each generation there can be amnesia that sets in.
所以这两个支派去河东之前，约书亚嘱咐他们遵守诫命，好好的爱神。
And so Joshua has this exhortation for them, and that is there to be very careful in obeying the commandments of the Lord and to serve Him.
这两个支派离开示罗会幕所在的地方，河西岸筑坛，不是为献祭。
So we understand that they left Shiloh and they built the altar not for sacrifice.
很好的一个举动。
It is a good gesture.
众支派有误解啊，差点就打起来。
There was this misunderstanding and they almost waged war with one another.
在我们产生误解的时候，千万千万不要急着动怒，甚至是动武。
But we see that when there is some form of misunderstanding, we are to be careful not to be so eager and to be aggressive.
升级容易，降级可不容易。
That it is in fact quite easy to elevate a situation, but it's much harderTo calm it down.
他们选择先立即做沟通，但这是对的。
And we see that there is an immediate gesture for communication, and that is right.
他们选的这个代表团的团长非常的棒。
At the same time, they've chosen a very solid representative.
我们知道是祭司腓尼哈。
And that's the priest Phinehas.
腓尼哈以正直和祭邪闻名。
That he is known for someone who loves righteousness and hates evil.
我们去看民书记里面那个记载啊，他那个把那个行奸淫的两个人一个枪把他们刺透。
We see how he is very firm in dealing with sin, for example, against sexual immorality as recorded in the book of Numbers.
平息了神的愤怒。
That he was, because of what he has done, he also abated God's wrath on the people of Israel.
所以让腓尼哈去做沟通，若腓尼哈能够讲说这是没有问题，大家就知道这一定是没有问题。
And so by sending Phinehas, priest Phinehas, and if he's able to discern and say that this all right, this is fine, then it is fine.
误会消除了，沟通了，起名给这个坛叫做正坛 ，Witness.
And so with the clearing of this misunderstanding, they named this altar the Witness.
这个 witness 这个正坛本来的意思是什么呢？在你们和我们，你们子孙和我们子孙之间做一个证据，我们是一家人。
That this meaning of a witness is to say that we're now establishing an evidence or proof between our generations that we are one family.
我们是可以一起来同心敬拜真神的。
That we can come together to worship the true God.
但是在这一件本来看着是很美好的一件事情当中。
But on this matter that does look, on the surface, it looks good.
这里面有一个 irony, 有这样一个讽刺是什么呢?
There is this irony.
最后这个政坛它证明了一件什么事情呢?
What does this altar actually in the end prove?
后来的以色列人啊。
That the Israelites who came after this generation,
不管河东，不管河西，到处筑坛，您知道吧？
Whether it was on the western or eastern bank, they began to put up more and more sites of altars.
丘坛上面，橡树底下，然后最后在这里私自的献祭，而且是祭拜假神。
They not only set up all these unauthorized altars, they also began to worship false gods.
后面的先知就可以指这个坛跟以色列人子孙说你看你们的先祖是多么的敬畏神现在你看你们到了一个什么地步
And so the prophets who came who came after began to point to all these altars to rebuke the Israelites to say look at your forefathers who in fact were worshipping the true God but now you are worshipping false gods
我来自纽约上州
I come from upstate New York.
我知道搬家过了已经半年多了，不要再老去提。
And so I've come down south for about 6 months now.
啊，在那边就活了差不多是接近20年的时间。
I did spend about 20 years in upstate New York.
纽约上周加起来是23年的时间。
Altogether about 23 years.
纽约上周曾经是非常非常敬虔的一片土地。
So the upstate New York used to be a place where you could see piety very clearly.
属灵的大复兴都在那里开始。
We see that the spiritual revivals did begin there.
我想和弟兄姊妹说过，我就因为在那边住了太久，大城市小趟，几乎每个地方，我开车都去过。
And because I stayed there for so long, every big town or the city I've been.
有一个小小的 town， 甚至都只能算是 village， 一个小村子。
There are towns that are more like villages.
这个村中心、镇中心、十字路口，一个路口，一个教堂。
We will see that with every intersection, there is a church that centers the space.
最高最漂亮的建筑。
And oftentimes the tallest and the most beautiful building.
一块一块石头垒起来的，看着还是那么的宏伟，那么结实。
The ones that are set up with.Stone with masonry and look solid.
我告诉你，大部分全都空掉了。
Right now, I can honestly tell you that they're vacated.
转成为做图书馆，这都还是好的。
So there are some that have been repurposed into libraries.
有的就其他的一些异教这个异端就拿去了。
Some these buildings they have been now they are now occupied by for example cults.
甚至有的直接改成酒馆了
or bars and nightclubs
这些教堂还树立在那里就好像是在跟这些的子孙后代在说现代的人在说呀
but yet these church buildings they remain standing as if telling this current generation
they are witnesses
他们就是证人
witness against you this generation
他们是对你们来做这样一个反对的一个见证
Your weakness
是对于你的邪恶做见证
Rebelling against God
对于你背叛神违抗神的这样一个见证
So sad
这是一个非常可悲的事情
好现在我们进入正题
And so how does this circle around to for me as well as for me and my household
约书亚把以色列人招聚在他的面前
so we see now Joshua has the last words and he brings the people of Israel before him
在这一段的圣经的时代当中呢两个城市我们要特别的记着一个叫做示罗一个叫示剑都姓示
there are two cities that we are to remember for this time one is Shiloh and the other is Shechem
示罗是神的会幕所在的地方是他们的行政中心
and so Shiloh will be what we understand as the administrative center is also where the tabernacle is
示剑我们以前讲过雅各井所在的地方然后这边是以巴路山那边是基利新山是他们跟神立约的地方
and we understand that Shechem is a place where the Israelites established a covenant with the Lord
现在约书亚把以色列百姓招聚在示剑
and so Joshua has now gathered the people of Israel at Shechem
刚进迦南地的时候我们讲过宣布神的祝福和咒诅的地方
That's the place where when the Israelites first entered into the promised land the blessings as well as curses of God was proclaimed
这是约书亚给以色列的官长给以色列百姓最后的遗言了
and so this would be essentially be the last words to the people of Israel to the leaders and heads of Israel
圣经当中有好多次记载我们所谓叫做最后的话。
In the Bible, we see many records of this category called the last words.
这可以作为一个查经的一个小小的系列。
This could even be a series for our Bible study.
那今天当然我们不可能去展开去和大家去看。
And so we are not able to dive deep into all these last words.
但是如果你愿意，你把它记下来，回去也许可以自己做一些查考。
But we could take note of these last words and we can, on our self-study, we can look deeper.
这每一次最后的话真的都是讲到人心里让你感动甚至一边读一边流泪。
And these are words that speak into our hearts, even to the point of us tearing over these words that are spoken to us.
雅各最后的祝福，大家还记得吧？
We remember the last blessings by Jacob.
扶着杖头敬拜神，已经老到那个地步了啊！扶着这个杖头还在那里敬拜神，然后给后代祝福。
That he has to rest himself on a cane, and yet at the same time, even though he's weak, he continues to worship God.
摩西最后的书卷，整个一卷书，这是最后的话。
We see the last book of Moses. These are all his last words.
哪一卷书？考考大家，大家知道了。
Do we know which book it is in the Bible?
摩西五经五卷书最后一卷是什么？申命记，对，没错。Deuteronomy.
That would be the book of Deuteronomy, the last of the Pentateuch.
第二次再讲 Deuteronom 啊，第二次再颁神的律法，为什么？因为年长后代起来了，不认识神，不知道这个一埃及的事情，那时候再讲，哇，申命记真是一边读一边流眼泪啊，我常常说。
And so with Moses, he's now writing and giving out the law yet again a second time because we have the new generation that has come up.
呼天唤地向你们做见证 Call upon heaven and earth. 就是摩西在 Deuteronomy 里面讲的。
And Moses is calling upon heaven and earth as he proclaims the second time the law.
约书亚最后的告诫，这是我们今天要看的。
And what we're looking at is this last warning by Joshua.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。